Hello, everybody, and welcome to One for the Future. I'm Andy Kelly, and this is your new shiny podcast for all things Liverpool FC Academy. This is where you're going to find out about the stars of the future before anybody else has heard of them. This is the one to impress your mates with in the pub, and we're going to be looking at a lot of fantastic young players coming through the ranks at Liverpool. What a summer it's been for the Liverpool Academy, and we're going to talk about all that with my guests here today. As we say hello to Glenn Price from ESPN.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Hi, Glenn. And an old Central League pal as well. He's dragged himself out of the gutter, is indeed Rob Gutman.
Hello. It's like you really like University Challenge. Hello.
Hello. So we're going to start by just looking at, as I say, what a fantastic summer it's been from the Academy. Glenn, you were over in America with the club, and it was a huge trip for some of our bright young stars. And it's fair to say that a number of them really came into the public consciousness this summer and really not only put themselves up as possible future Liverpool players and stars, but I think certainly in one case has moved into a probable now, and maybe we can start with there. But Curtis Jones was perhaps the standout player among the young players on the tour, and it's a summer he'll never forget, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, definitely. I think before he even stepped on the plane to America, I think he'd already made a positive impressions in his outings against Chester and Bury and Tranmere. Those were real sort of, I don't think Liverpool were particularly great in any of those games. I know they scored a load against Chester, but Liverpool weren't particularly great in those games. And Jones, whenever I think he played 45 minutes in all of them, he really was noticeable about just how cool he was on the ball. These were his first ever outings in the Liverpool first team, and I know they're only friendlies, but still a lot for a 17-year-old to take in. He's playing with a load of internationals as well, like proper first teamers, because some of them hadn't been at the World Cup, and I thought he didn't look out of place at all.